because there is nothing really that's in 114 that's affected by any other officer's decision except ours.
Okay.
So we are, that doesn't mean we can't capture or knock off a percentage of this one as well, but quite frankly, if you look at what we were anticipating, we've already knocked off $2 million. Where do I go with that?
But if you look at 114, I guess what you're saying is, what are the real numbers that we have to plan on spending?
I was trying to look at it, you didn't see, there's most of those are going to spend.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look at the actuals and
stuff. I mean, you've got four, you got contingency, you got...
There's some big numbers you can take out of there, yes.
Yeah, capital improvements you can take out in this work. I mean, and this is just a what-if scenario, but yeah, there's a lot of lines that have some... Like PACA, we got to spend the money for the prosecuting attorneys, retirement fund. You know, the some grants, so there's some expenses with grants, but we have offsetting revenues.
Tips,
you got to spend the tips.
City of Branson certainly would feel that way.
But tips?
Yeah.
Have you heard anyone from him?
He just left.
He went down to the extension building.
Okay.
He called my cell phone.
Well, I've got this park transfer from the road bridge to work on the park board stuff. Maybe I'll give that to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, he'd be a good person.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about it.
Okay.
I'd put a copy and put it in his box.
Yeah, I check mine every month.
So we're going to have to reinforce yours. It's Bowen's in the van.
Okay, so.
I see what you're saying now.
Now, if we just take a look at this and we add them up, where the revenue is going to come from to pay it? It's not going to happen. If we looked at, Jim, 2011, other expense total was $9.4 million.
Yes, see that.
If Rick has a carryover of 9.6,
yes, sir.
Then we're going to have $200,000 to apply towards what our shortage is on the other side.
Hey, here, I do have a question. You just sparked a question for us,
Rick. What departments, did everyone spend 100% of what we budgeted?
This year?
Yes. This year, in 2011 approved versus 2011 actuals.
Well, it'd be easier for him to look at 2010 and tell you.
Yeah, I can't tell you because it.
Well, 11, we made big cuts in 11.
Well, that's true.
And what I'm trying to see is, are we budgeting more than we need to in some of these departments because they didn't spend it in a tough year?
In other words, which of these departments have not spent 11 twelfths of their budget?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to know.
I'll be running those. Starting tomorrow, because I think there's still one more AP than that.
But that's really one of the questions, because that will tell me if we...
There's not another AP if you're going to do it tomorrow.
No, it's starting from now, then.
Yeah.
The day is what? What is today?
29th.
29th?
So I can run it anytime, because it will be...
That'd be a number for me to... Because...
I would probably wait till the first, because it would save me a whole lot of time.
Because if someone's saying I need $400,000, but they only spent $250,000, I'm going to budget $250,000.
I can tell you we have some that are in that scenario. But we have some that are going over.
Then let me tell you why. Here's how those expenditures work, Jim.
Yes.
You got at least two that I know down the block here that are going to spend everything that's left in the budget in the course of the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Did you get a request for...
Two scanners.
They're just going to. They got it, they're going to spend it.
What did you tell them?
I haven't responded yet because we haven't had a chance to talk yet.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We were sent an email about a certain department wanting to buy two scanners for a program.
Scanners like
documents? Yeah. Retina scanners? I don't know.
What?
I thought he was doing this.
I thought he was a deer.
I thought he was a moose.
Did you get the email, didn't you?
I did.
Did she include that information, did
you? Let me tell you.
Guys,
when's vacation for me?
Are we going to have a study done of all the scanners and copiers and printers in this courthouse? And are we going to bid that service out to one major company and start saving about $1,000 a month?
We can't do scanners, sir. The reason we can't do scanners is that there's only a few scanners that are supported by our DocuWare system. But
let me restate that.
Copiers, absolutely.
We're going to take a look at what scanners do we have, copiers, printers, all this equipment. I mean, you know how much we're paying a month for toner alone? It's unbelievable.
How many?
That would be included in the
project. What's the staff down there?
We already do ours that way. We already do yours that way.
And there's a lot of them in this courthouse.
What's the staffing down there in that department?
You know, what's requested or what's there now?
No.
I don't know how many state.
Yes, there's eight that were. Here, I'll let you read my very confidential email.
Is it to me also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let me go get the phone and I can read it.
Do you want to make the bigger? You want to hold it back here? Yeah, they need two more.
Say that. That's just a two-letter email.
I can do it, but it's just a unilateral Jim saying that.
Is that for Dougie Todd?
Dude, don't get me started. Here we are at a broken chair right there leaning against the wall in the commission room, and I got furniture down there. It costs more than... I could buy 100 of those chairs for they paid one couch. Don't get me started. Had Road and Bridge built me a desk, and I could have built 50 for what they spent on one desk. So.
Did you hear that?
Don't get me started. Go back to this whole thing, budget thing. What were we talking about before? I digress.
Our revenues are not enough to pay for all the expenses of the request.
Thank you for that.
I believe you hit the nail squarely on the head.
Thank you for that brief, very brief recap. But if I'm doing the math here, we approved 21,986 and 11.
Your question, Rick, was, Rick, what departments?
Yes.
Not spending all of their budget.
Exactly.
And I have to look.
Would that be a hard
report? Oh, no, but in fact, I'll send them all. When I send them, I'll just attach you guys to it. If you want me to. It's not, I mean, you're going to have to go through them one at a time because they're all going to be separate budgets. That the expense by department, have you got that handy? Look at that, because that'll give you 10-12s. You get that in there.
I'll find it. Go handle it.
The latest expense by department.
I just filed your stuff yesterday.
Would that be similar to 5-6?
Don't use fractions now, folks. I'm pretty good at multiples of 10, but when you get to 5, where did I file your stuff? There you go.
That's a real.
Oh, I know where I filed it. In my deleted folder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I hadn't emptied it.
Yeah, I haven't either. 2,800 emails ago. I got thinking maybe.
You know what my deleted folder's got right now? 12,082 emails. Gosh, all your stuff goes in the deleted file. Okay. And you sent it to me.
Well, it'll be around the first day. Should be attached
to my department.
Yeah. So we'll have to be. Later
than that, I would think. The 13th? The
10th? So my bidding got past my first proposal. Let me. I've got three more.
Mission. 460.
request for Webmin. See, I thought you sent it to me late, November 1st.
Well, I mean, you should have got one on the 1st of November.
Here's the budget meeting. That's you. Next to budget.
Oh, the budget report right there.
Expense by department.
Mm-hmm.
What is, what percentage is 10 twelfths?
83 and third.
80? That one, that one, that one. That doesn't make any sense. Problem's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, the budgets that are really going to mean something, we're going to use their budgets.
We have spent 15% of the 114 so far this year, by the way. If that helps you out.
But the, and if you want to get a more accurate picture, if you went out those ones that you didn't intend to spend.
But that's not, there's not a lot. I mean, we didn't spend a lot out of this.
And 114? No, we haven't. But that will give you a closer amount of what you spend.
Well, I know we're going to spend the HPRP, communications grant.
Who is this?
Corporate Tops Tech grant.
I remember that's the one that we approved that thing.
Let me just add about
continue from
7. They're all within the 83 and the 3rd.
So, and Jimmy's going to cut the clerk.
Well, I guess my question is...
So the clerk, see where she's at now. I'll bet you that's going to be $5.
I'm going to wait for your report.
But that's the one we'll look at to get that answer from.
Yeah.
And... You know, what I'm trying to point out to you, the smaller budgets, if they're on target, it's no big deal.
It's the big ones.
The big ones are the ones that make a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, if I look at...
Your biggest departments are, of course, sheriff, prosecutor, jail.
Sheriff and jail are about on pace. Prosecuting attorney is at 98%.
Go over. And I sent you to their email. How much am I to allow him to go over? I mean,
well, here's the question. Ron, that was a question that came up. How can departments go over if we budgeted them? How are they...
Legally, we're okay, and the auditor's okay, if there's money within the budget to pay bills. There are so many different budgets that are contained within general county revenue that 10 departments could be over.
How do we fix the
abuse? One department could be under. How we stop it, I don't think it can be Rick unless he's given the authority to do that. Maybe it is statutorily.
But that's my question. How do we prevent abuse?
I think that he has not just an ethical, but I think he has a legal requirement to say, you know what, you're approaching budget or you're at budget.
I do that.
But how do we stop?
Then we make a decision that when you've reached your budget limit, you don't get any more.
Okay.
That's how.
Because right now, until we step in and do that, abuse will continue.
Well, that's why I sent you the things on...
Let me back up. Who is over budget?
Who will be over budget?
Mm-hmm.
Coroner. And I sent you an email on him today.
Clerk. Based off this pace, clerk's at 90%. Public administrator.
Is she... Are we tabbing the expense of the employee in general county revenue that she's paying for with a grant?
Hmm. Where's that?
No.
It's not coming through us at all. Sewer.
I don't understand why the clerk would be over.
Well, it's on pace to be over. No one's officially over. You've got the clerk, you've got the public administrator, you've got prosecuting attorney, you've got sewer, all above the 83 and a third.
And some of those are prosecuting attorneys going over. You got emails, unless you stop. And I have actually turned back some purchase orders.
I saw the exchange yesterday, and I just need to understand better if there's an error in our accounting for what they're mentioning.
Did you see my response?
No, I haven't. Okay.
My response was, Jeff, look at there was a credit
issue
in the payroll line down there that took care of the issue we talked about. So he agreed to that. He sent me back an email and said, yeah, I see that now.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see those.
Need more than that. I should reply to all so you can see now. I'll try to remember to do that.
are you doing over there? Type this.
I'm going to tell you absolute. There's somebody that I've got a list on here I didn't think we had in here, but contingency fund do you think it'll get tapped for? Well, anything, of course, the rest of the budget's over.
Okay, here's a question for you.
Okay.
250, because if we really cut Road and Bridge, Buildings and Grounds, we need to pick up the EPM expenditure somewhere. If we pick it out of contingency, it's $250,000. Someone's going to pick that. Out of the contingencies, you're saying? Nothing. Did you what did you put in for professional services? How much did you pull out of that number? Because 58 for sure out of that. Because that's going to be the TCTAB is where we'll fund that.
No use going right now. You go today, don't you?
Yes.
Won't you? I would think you would. This is transportation.
In professional services, I took $500,000 out.
In the what?
Professional services.
Okay.
Left $250 in.
Okay.
For these figures.
Sure.
In other litigation, we had $1 million. I put in $250,000.
Okay.
So I took out $750,000. The other big ticket item was capital improvements, and I left $100,000 in.
Okay.
Instead of we put in
$1,500,000.
So what I'm looking at here is a bottom line figure with the $250,000 added back in of absolutes is at about 2.7.
Okay.
Out of we're looking at 9.4.
So 2.7 is what we're.
We'll probably spend out of
contingency.
Out of the
114.
Right.
And I probably would agree with that.
Can't talk to me.
Right. We have, you know, the reality is we've only spent, how much you say again?
About 2.7.
And we put 1.4.
Which is absolute. That doesn't mean we're not going to cover
it. But we only spent 1.4 so far this year, by the way.
Well, we know we're going to have Branson Hills TIF for $600,000, Branson Landing TIF for $450,000, if we're right on these, Branson Meadows TIF for $100,000. We're going to have...
You're talking about the big ones, yeah.
Yeah, I'm adding up some that...
Liability insurance. You know that's
so, so the difference is I left some in there in capital improvements that we may not have. I left 100. So I took out $1.4 million. I left... I'm thinking there's going to be some expenses we're not doing, and I'm coming up with 2.7 instead of the 9.4.
So you want to put that in that number then?
2.7. Put 3 in. 3 million. If you add 3 million back in.
That's not so good.
What's 3 million we got to come up with?
There isn't a word to come up with it.
Well, yeah, it's carryover. But then you don't have the carryover the following year.
Yeah, we're in a tailspin.
We're in a tailspin.
We have 3 years of reserves, and
we have to spend. We have to spend this $3 million, 2.7. We absolutely have to spend it.
Well,
I bet you know I might get $150,000 out of that.
I think we'll only be down to $2 million though. We're only going to spend $2 million this year,
out of
114. We're only going to spend $2 million this year.
Which is pretty easy to go through. We're going to spend $25,000 at the top for the special prosecutor, right?
I'm going to go back to 114.
That's a question mark. You better plan on
it. I'm planning on it.
Yeah.
And $25,000 for the HPRP.
And yeah. I don't know about.
$40,000 for the EMCOM grant.
Okay, hold on. HPRP. We've already spent all we're going to spend. All we're going to see is revenue now. We've expended all the money. Remember, we fronted them the money. So we'll have no more money coming from me.
We didn't front them all the money. We fronted them.
We did?
We fronted them all the rest of the money?
We fronted all the rest of the money. $41,000.
Then we won't have any expense there.
No expense. We can make that zero.
But unfortunately, we might not have any revenue.
Have you been visiting the building?
Yeah, we're on emails. And we'll see revenues. It just may be.
No, we might not. Because it's not coming from them, it's coming from the state. The state doesn't have the money.
So it's not about deadlines. It's about the state doesn't have any money. And they keep on changing the rules so that we can't meet the deadlines. And it's just going to be drawn in.
Yeah.
But yet, we will not see any I don't think there will be any expenses here. We can make that zero.
I'll leave it there for right now. You had $60,000 in the COPS Tech grant.
Yep.
I've got $35,000 in the...
Wait, what do you got for the number three item?
$60,000.
Well, I have $400,000.
Well, we did until I found out...
No, there's two COPS grants.
Yes. There's one.
We...
The other is COM, yeah. Communications.
Yeah, hold on. Where's the other communications expense?
Second item.
Okay, that's 40.
Yes.
And what's the next one?
60.
I have 400 there.
I have 400 in the requested, but not in the approved.
Well, there you have it.
Thanks, Jeff. I got this only yesterday, didn't you, Rick?
I thought you'd change it by then.
Somebody didn't, I don't think.
I left it in pencil, so you could change it. I'm sorry.
I talked to Sean Barnwell about that one, and he told me that is what we would be spending.
Gotcha. Then 35.
Then
zero.
Then I dropped down to 3,000.
Yep.
Then I dropped down to 16,500.
That's subjective, but we're...
It's subjective, but I know your habits.
I'm not traveling anymore. I'm done.
Well, you can hit me right back.
No, I'm done
with you.
I'm done. I'm over.
Okay, insurance liability, we got a big amount there. When you look back what it was in 2009, 398, it was so big back then, right?
Someplace in between there. But it's possible, Ron, I'd have to go back to 2008 and see that's 2 years. Because it usually comes due in December, sometimes then you pay through January. Sometimes you pay in
December. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what those bids are. We know this. The company that was carrying us.
They got a long road ahead.
If they undercut everybody else, they will move.
Did you get the Apple bid right now?
Sorry, what?
The liability insurance Apple bid right now.
Is it Apple bid? Is that Apple bid too?
2 weeks ago, I addressed the committee to talk about putting that out for bids. I had them get a hold of Moperm.